This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
25 minutes to 8. All you have to do is show me some love, Gin.
Oh, dear. Speaking of showing love, our Twitter is going off like a firecracker.
It is. If you want to get in touch with us, our Twitter is Rise Up on Joy and our Facebook is facebook.com/riseupbreakfast.
Absolutely. Say hello to us. It is a social media way to holler.
Now, why is our Twitter going off this morning? I think one person he's just on the Twitter 24/7, isn't he?
He is the official twit, the original twit, the original unreal banana peel, Mr. Brian Peel. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning to you, sir. How are you on this bit of a cold hump day, isn't it? It seems that winter's come back to bite us on the butt once again.
Bite us on the butt? Look how articulate you are.
I am.
Pretty horrendous out there today. Very wet.
Very wet. If I had a dollar. Anyway, moving on, you've got a lot of goss for us this week, it seems.
I have.
Can we kick off with the Beatles, the woman who apparently broke up the Beatles, but she's a force to be reckoned with, the lovely Yoko Ono.
Yeah, well, Yoko, 80-year-old Yoko, she's releasing her 15th album coming out.
15th album?
That's half my age, nearly.
I haven't heard 1 to 14.
No.
She's got a new one. It's called Take Me to the Land of Hell. And one of the new songs from the album is called Bad Dancer, which is a video that features Roberta Flack and the Beastie Boys. So
That's
something new from the 80-year-old Yoko. But she's in town. I had a message from a friend last night saying that he spotted her in Crown Street in Sydney. She's here to open up her exhibition at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Sydney.
She's an artist as well?
And you're back up. She's 80?
Yes.
80, like 80.
Yeah, put a hold on that four-wheeler frame, Ginny.
Oh, wow.
Jeez Louise.
Yoko Ono's 80. She really, like, I can tell, like, why she's done 15 albums, like, once every 2 years.
Your friends need a motorised Segway, I think.
Absolutely.
You have to watch that video. It's quite cool, actually. Yeah.
We will do. Let's kick off also. Let's go over to the UK. Peter Andre's on tour, we hear.
He is. He's launching on a tour in September and October next year at the Royal Albert Hall. So he's been a busy boy, Peter. He's got a couple of things on the go. He's got two TV projects and he's launching his Peter Andre Foundation as well. So he has got his hands full, and somebody did ask him whether he would be performing the very famous Mysterious Girl on tour, and he said absolutely yes.
Absolutely, he's got it. That's his hit.
A great song.
Speaking of hits or one-hit hits, the only show, or probably one of the only few shows on TV where it actually takes 6 weeks to make a cup of coffee, Days of Our Lives. What's happening there?
Well, this show has been going on forever and a day, and they celebrated their 48th anniversary on November 8th. It's the longest scripted series in NBC television history.
Is that the one with Brooke and Taylor? No, that's
Bold. That's the Bold of the Beautiful.
How do you know that, Ginny?
Oops. Well, you know, you watch them make coffee for 6 weeks. It's quite entertaining. It's like, oh, there's Brooke. She's just putting the sugar in. And, oh.
Well, I used to, and then it pans into that wide zoom into the face where they're really shocked for 15 seconds and it cuts to commercial break.
Exactly, and then there's a new character playing them. It's weird.
Yeah, that's right. Fade to black until Monday. Days won the Outstanding Drama Series Award at the Daytime Emmys this year.
Wow.
And, they've come a long way, 48 years in the business, and the actual special anniversary episode will feature the very own Marlena, who reveals a sex tape between Kristen and Father Eric. Ooh. Now, Father Eric is one of her twins, her son, who turned into a priest, and he's getting married to Kristen, and she pushes play on that button, and the sex tape starts to roll at the church.
This must be at least the 15th sex tape that Marlena's had.
And look, another massive news, Patsy Pease. I know there's a few fans out there who's watched his show, but she's known as Kimberly Brady, who was partnered with Shane Donovan, the ISA agent. Charles Shaughnessy, you probably know him from The Nanny.
Oh yes, we love him. Yes. Mr. Sheffield. Well.
So massive news. Kimberly and Shane return to the show on November 18 for a couple of episodes, the Shane and Kim. So it's huge. And Patsy Pease is an absolutely lovely soul to talk to. I should try and get her on the show for you to have a talk to. She's absolutely amazing.
That'd be cool. Either that or Charles Shaughnessy.
Oh, yes.
Or Fran Drescher, but we'll just have to watch the meter as it goes. Now, also, some other big news. Runner-up of, was it X Factor, Taylor Henderson?
Yeah,
he shot straight to number one on the iTunes chart.
He had Well, that's right. We had Dami last week, and now Taylor Henderson's taken over. He's actually already achieved gold sales in its first week.
See, I don't get that. You know, someone goes, she reached platinum twice, and I'm like, isn't once enough? Why do you need to hit it twice?
So greedy.
That's like me just running 5 kilometres on the beach and saying, I'm going to do it again tomorrow.
He's got a new song. It's called Borrow My Heart. So it's number one on iTunes, and he actually sent a tweet out saying that he's already got the deal done and Sony have offered him an album deal. So that's great news for Taylor Henderson.
Go, awesome. Taylor. Oh, dear. We've got to say runner-ups of singing competitions doing better than the actual person who won. Jess Malboy, for example. Where is Damien Leith?
Damien Leith, he's actually got a brand new album called Chapter 7, which is coming out as well. I actually had a couple of tweets from Damien. So
just like Yoko Ono, I missed chapters 1 to 6, apparently.
Yeah, so Damien's got some new material out as well. So all is not lost for our Australian Idol / X Factor Pete.
Thank you so much, Brian Peel, for all your celebrity goss. You can check out theaussieword.com for more. We'll chat to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Melbourne's airwaves are changing and you're invited for the ride. Rise up with Ginny and Adam. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.